and inflation is what eventually leads to the demise of economic systems. And if you are watching what's going on internationally, you'll find out that many Japanese investors are transferring their funds out of the United States. They don't want to be invested here in our bonds or our stocks because, of course, the value of the dollar continues falling. Well, with that as the background, let's go to Bob Chapman and get his view of what's really going on. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. I think we can capsulize the administration's statistics in one word. Bogus. This administration has seen fit to keep a perfect record about lying. There is absolutely nothing that they are not capable of lying about. And so, as you explained, ink went up 50%. So didn't the price of computer paper. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Well, I don't, fortunately, but anyway, everything is going up. Inflation is here, and the average citizen doesn't understand it because he doesn't understand inflation.
Well, you know, I paid $350 just for a printer drum for my printer.
Do you really? Yeah.
It's just incredible. So, you know, we recently raised the price conservatively of the publication. We had to. I mean, you know, everything has just gone out of sight. And so, no, there is not 2% inflation or 3%. Inflation is probably just about 11.5%. We'll be coming out with new figures soon. And the increase in money and credit is 15.1% by the Federal Reserve. And the other central banks, well, they've eased off a little bit. So instead of being around 14%, they're probably now around 13.5%. It's still preposterous. And so Bernanke knows that the only formula that he has for solving the credit crisis and all the other problems that are incumbent in the dollar falling and our stock market falling, all of the numbers lead everyone to believe that were the Fed not increasing money and credit the way they were and had the discount window wide open, then they would lose inertia and deflation would take over, and they can't have that. As they know what happened last time, 1930. So they are going to issue credit and print money until nobody will take it anymore. And that means, in all likelihood, there's a possibility that the dollar could drop 90% against every other currency, probably 100% against gold. And so they have chosen that path.
I'm afraid that they have. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's happening from the financial point of view. Most people are going to be wiped out by what lies ahead. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the price of gasoline, I was noticing, was up around $3.40 a gallon here in the Monterey Bay area. And I think we're going to see more and more of this rising prices. Now, if your salary is going up, if you're a government employee, well, you're probably all right. But what about for the average individual? What about for the people on fixed incomes? What about those people who are retired with their money invested in stocks and bonds that are paying 3 or 4% interest, and yet with inflation at 11-12%, how long before your income simply will not allow you to live at your same living standard? People find it difficult to believe we could have runaway inflation here. After all, I thought the purpose of the Federal Reserve was to preserve the value of our currency. Bob, are you there?
I am here.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that the average consumer just doesn't understand the gravity of the situation, and they continue to spend like everything is okay, even with gasoline and heating oil. Heating oil just hit a new record. Diesel just hit a new record. And the reason for that is the propaganda that the American taxpayer pays for that comes out of Washington, and the moral hazard that's been created by U.S. market managers. And they do that through the working group and financial markets and through the Fed, and they continue to prop up one financial health barometer like the Dow and suppress gold and silver. Well, as we saw today in the market was down considerably. In fact, it was down over 200 points, and I believe that that's going to continue for some time here, and I have predicted the market would break, and it has. Next stop on the Dow is 12,200, and if you are in regular stocks in the stock market, I advise you to leave. Because if you stay in, I think you'll lose money. And I don't care how long you've owned the stock. I don't care what your capital gains are. I don't want to know what your problems are. I was a broker for 28 years. You do not allow taxes to rule your decisions in making buys or sells in the market. You do that based on other information. And the market's going down. The Wall Street denizens, they still don't get it. They don't understand how serious this is. Some of them do, but the majority of them don't. I mean, this is a major problem. I mean, we're talking about losses that they're admitting to for banks of over $400 billion. I'm talking about trillions. And that's where we'll eventually end up. And I think, you know, I've mentioned before in the International Forecaster that I believe banks will be nationalized. And that's how they'll get around that. And they'll just print money until the dollar's worth 90 cents on the dollar. Or 10 cents on the dollar, I should say. Or 90% depreciation of the dollar.
Well, you know, Bob, most people aren't aware of what's going on. As long as we're here in the United States and we're getting in all these cheap goods from overseas, you know, and so those goods aren't going up. It's domestically produced products like our food products that are going up. It's the fuel that's going up. But down along the line, everything is going to go up. This is what happens in an inflationary spiral, and the average individual has no idea about the ravages of inflation.
Well, what's surprising to the people who are even paying attention is they don't even realize this is only the beginning. We've just started this. I know that the money's been in the pipeline for 3 years or more, but it's just now becoming manifest. And they continue to do what they've been doing, creating money and credit. And now they have a discount window open. They've already given away $400 billion to banks. Yes, I know they're 3-day and 10-day and 30-day repos. All they do is roll them. I mean, last Thursday they did $34.5 billion. Week before it was $45 billion. And now they just came out today, the Fed, and said that they're going to allow primary dealers to borrow up to $750 million at the window, whereas previously it was $500 million. And the offering is between, and you can borrow on 11/28, and you don't have to either roll or pay back until January the 10th. And besides, they said that they will provide sufficient reserves to resist upward pressure on the Fed funds rate.
But, you know, a lot of people, Bob, who honestly believe that we can print our way into prosperity. We just turn on the printing presses and let them roll. And we're making money all the time. There's all that wonderful new money out there. What's wrong with that? Can't we print ourselves into prosperity?
Well, if you look at history, the answer is no.
Okay.
They have found some new alchemy that we don't know about. But, of course, it's foolishness. And the powers behind government know that.
And we all
know
the government that was installed by our State Department. What do they have, 8 to 10,000 % inflation over there today, something like that. And just have completely wiped out the middle class. And the people of
well, they wiped out anybody who had anything. And did you say Zimbabwe?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it. But anyway, yes, and I used to live there.
I know you did.
And they just destroyed a wonderful country. And, yeah, we'll get like that. We'll get like Weimar from 1921, 2, and 3. And that's the way they're headed. And as I've been saying on these programs for the last many years, get out of debt, get your house in order, pay off your cards and your revolving debt and your vehicles, because when Goldman Sachs said today that 2008 is going to be a dreadful year, you can be sure it's going to be.
And they ought to know, because they're the primary architects of so much of what's going on.
That's right. And that's what I've been saying for some time, and that's the first major mainline breakout, if you may, the admitting. But what happened to them was that they had a plan going, and the Middle East messed it all up. it turned into a disaster for them. And they had already executed the collapse of the workings and the beginnings of the financial collapse for the U.S. And the world, for that matter. And they couldn't reverse it. And they still can't reverse it. And now they're in a position just like they were in 1348 and in the early 1600s with the Lombard system and then the Hanseatic League. This collapse is going to be as big as that. And a lot of people are going to swing. Because this time, everybody's going to know who did it to us. You can't slink off into some country where no one can find you. And that doesn't work anymore. There's going to be all kinds of civil and criminal action against these people. What they have done is unbelievable. And, of course, they own the press, or I should say the media, and so they're not going to say anything. They're going to continue to say everything's all right and not tell you that the Federal Reserve had the banks go into collusion with the rating companies, S&P, Fitch, and Moody's, to dispense securities as AAA securities when they're, in fact, triple B, the difference between night and day. That's criminal. And they were all in on it together. And now we're going to have 2 million people thrown out of their homes. Either that, or they can leave them in the homes, let them pay rent, and the banks can take a 50, 60, 70% loss in the homes. There's no way around this thing, no matter which way they go on it. They're going to get destroyed. The banking system is coming down.
Yes, but along with that will come the destruction of the savings and the pensions and, you know, certainly what so many people worked all their lives to have, and that is financial security. And most people, I think, are going to get wiped out before this is over.
No, I think you're right. And, again, if you have the option to withdraw from a pension program, or change the investments therein so that you can get involved in, you know, at worst, U.S. Treasuries or gold and silver mutual funds or gold and silver related assets, you should do that. If you are in the market and you don't have any restraints or constrictions in regular stocks, you should be out. You keep the gold and silver stocks, maybe oil stocks as well, because this market's coming down big time.
Well, now, what happened to gold and silver today?
Well, at 3 o'clock, 3:30 this morning, gold was up $11.70. It came down when the Japanese yen reversed from a minus 34 to the plus side. And we ended up 170 on the day at 826.30. Silver was up 7 cents.
And I noticed that certainly over in London, why gold was above the 230s, 233. But we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapin. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-9-9-7-0-6-8-9-8.
Making financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
extension 149 number. That's 877-996-4327 extension 149. But I believe it's 1-800-606-5462. If you have a question for Bob, Bob was saying that they ran the price of gold up considerably today, and then they backed off. Silver was up. I think it was about 1480. When the day ended, something like that?
Yeah, but we had it up 20 cents earlier, and it was up 7 cents on the day.
Okay, fine. So they're still playing
you
games.
Know, it was 1481. But what's going on is there is this play called the yen carry trade, and investors borrow the yen, buy dollars, and then they buy into the stock market in the United States, as well as gold and silver and other things. And they stand to lose money when the yen goes up in value. So this morning, the yen was down between 35 and 50 basis points are between one-third and one-half a penny. And so because it was down, the market held up pretty good and gold was very strong. And the minute that thing turned, the yen, then the market came down and the yen went into plus territory, almost a penny. It was up 0.99. And so gold came down too. Now what they're doing here is they are sacrificing the market to keep gold down. That's what's going on. And they're going to continue to do that as long as they can and as long as that carry trade exists. But the stronger the yen gets, the less possibility that there is for the carry trade. And one of the things that came out today which was interesting was that last week, if you read the Federal Reserve data, the Fed said its holdings of Treasury and agency paper held for all overseas central banks fell $5.79 billion on the week, to stand at a total of $2.027 trillion. And that breakdown shows that they sold $14.51 billion in treasuries.
Now, are you speaking now of foreign central banks or foreigners?
Foreign central banks as sellers of U.S. treasuries. Last week, they sold almost $15 billion worth. And so they're bailing out. And, of course, today, the dollar was weak again. It fell down below 74 on the USDX, which is a index of six major currencies versus the dollar. And that's the first time it's been down into that territory. And the dollar just continues to fall, like it was in free fall.
And people
have been abandoned.
Don't understand the implications. They're destroying the value of the savings and pension and dollar holdings and CDs and bonds of the people listening to this program. They have no idea what's going on.
It's being done deliberately.
Right.
Now they, as a matter of fact, it's now really out of their control, because the abandonment has signaled others, not just central banks, but others, that, you know, we don't want to be in any dollar-denominated asset. Get rid of it. And it's going to continue. There'll be some support between 72 and 75, which is a zone that we've just entered. And another event will happen. It'll drop down to 55. And then I think it'll probe 40. And if the whole thing comes unglued down the line here about 2 years from now, we could see it down to 10.
It's incredible we see these things happening. We know when they're happening. I mean, you go out, everything looks just like it did before. But the truth of the matter is, we're living in a whole new world. Would you agree with that?
I do, and it's just a crying shame that people don't listen to our programs because they know what to do.
Well, let's hope and pray that at least the small cadre that are listening are learning and making the preparations, because most people are going to lose most of what they have and most of their life savings before this is over. We'll be back in just a minute with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, before we go on, would you like to get your telephone number out, or would you like to go ahead and let our listeners know how they could get a sample copy of the International Forecaster?
Well, first of all, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and political issues throughout the world. We publish by email on Wednesday and Saturdays, usually about 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to go to our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to email, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, again, if you'd like to call here, you have a question, 800-606-5462. That's 800-606-5462. I hope that's the right number. Maybe somebody can call in and let us know if it isn't. As you know, I have been quite ill, but I'm getting better. And hopefully we'll be here for the long run as we begin to see the destruction of the United States dollar. And believe me, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the stability of their currency, and that is exactly what the Federal Reserve System has set out to do by simply expanding money and credit in the face of rising inflation. They know their inflation is there, and they're simply lying to the American people. And it's that old adage, you're going to believe what the government tells you, you're going to believe your lying eyes, and well, you better believe your lying eyes, because of course this thing is moving and moving very rapidly. Well, Now, what about silver stocks, gold stocks, things of that sort, Bob?
Well, I think they're very good investments, particularly at this time, because they've come down probably 15% off their highs, and that's happened in the last month or so, and that's because gold and silver backed off from its highs, and it's normal that they would sell off a little. But you have real good quality companies like Agnico Eagle and Silver Standard that sell in the 40s and the 50s. And we have a couple of speculations as well for those who want to do that sort of thing. And I also believe that gold and silver coins are a good way to approach saving your assets. And for those who have scads of money, I like Swiss franc government bonds. And not everybody who is wealthy wants to put all of their money into gold and silver-related assets, so I give them an alternative. It's not as good as gold and silver, but it gives them immediate liquidity.
All right, fine. So people are going to have to begin redesigning their portfolios to look after what's going on and what's happening throughout the country. Now, certainly we hear that the Dow Jones is doing this, that, or the other thing, but what's happening to the overall market, not the Dow Jones, which is so easy to manipulate? But what's happening to the overall market?
Well, we can take today's action, with the Dow is off 237 points, but yet the S&P 500 was off 301 points on a Dow basis, because I have an extrapolation formula that I use. And the NASDAQ 100 was off the equivalent of 334 points. So overall, on a wide-ranging basis, the market was very weak today, and that was a real breakdown. And I would think it would drop another 500 points from here before it would rally. And
well,
so with that said, you know, you want to be out of the general market.
Where are we going to end up the year as far as gold and silver? Any predictions, any ideas?
Well, I think there's a good chance that we can go to 850 or maybe even 1,000. It's hard to say, but gold doesn't want to go back. It's holding here at 797 or somewhere in that area. And, you know, I noticed on Friday a seller of 1 million ounces of gold came, and that's 34 tons, and it was swallowed like it was nothing. It was an attempt to manipulate the market. And, you know, I said 797, I'm wrong, it was 826 this morning.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting tired too. 826.30 was the close. But we got a good shot at 850 here, maybe 1,000. Look, all the people who owned gold, and I hate to say this, especially in light of our ages, but all those people are dead. There's no resistance there. It's just a number. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It's been 27 years. And so I think gold could go to 1,000 here. And I think there's a good chance of it before the end of the year.
What about silver? I mean, silver was it's pushing in on $15 an ounce, which is, you know, pretty good. But I think it's got a long way to go.
Well, I think you could see $25 silver if you see $1,000 gold.
Really? Well,
and so, you know, I think that's a conservative, prudent estimate. I've been doing this for 48 years, so I think that people should pay attention to what I say about that. You know, I don't do this because I want to get rich, because where I'm going, you can't spend money.
Right.
And so, with that said, these are the avenues you should be following, because if you don't, you're going to get left out. The train is leaving the station. And so act and protect yourself.
Well, again, the telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 800-606-5462. 800-606-5462. If you have a question for Bob on what you should do, what's going to happen, what it will mean as the dollar continues losing its value. Now, it was just a few... Well, a couple of months ago, that the dollar was at 80 in reference to this basket of currencies. And you say it's down around 74 today?
Right. We had a close today. Let me look at it here. Down 23, or 0.23, at 74.85. And, yeah, it's been a couple of months since it broke down. And that was a 26-year support level that had been tested four times over the years. And it's over. They have decided that they want to save the economy, their money, themselves, their power. And they don't get it. Because if the dollar goes down to 40 or 50 or 10 or wherever it's going, the dollar is no longer going to be the world's reserve currency. And so the United States will become a second-class nation.
But people can't believe that, Bob.
I mean, pardon me?
We've always been the world's leader. I mean, being in America was something very special. And the idea that we would become a second-class nation financially, we would lose our position as leaders of the free world, that's beyond the comprehension of the average individual, just as the fact that the value of their pension fund could disappear and their savings could disappear literally, you know, within a matter of a very, very few months.
Well, you're right, and it's hard for people to consider these sort of things, and they've been so brainwashed over the years, and I feel sorry for them. Because most of them don't have the time and many don't have the acumen to figure out what's going on. And you and I have made a specialty of it through our lives, and we've covered many different facets of why things are going where they're going. But America, you got to wake up. Now, what can you do about this? The first thing you can do is in the primaries defeat all the incumbents in both parties. Because these people are not responding to our needs and desires as American constituents. Secondly, you want to elect Ron Paul as your president because he knows everything that we're talking about on this program. And he can put it into action and we can really help him. So that's the second most important thing. The reason, if the dollar no longer is the world's reserve currency, and why we would become a second-class nation is because we have a tremendous debt, which we'd probably have to renege on. We have no backing on our currency. It's our good faith, which obviously doesn't exist anymore. We have a country where we've just lost 5 million jobs over the last 6 or 7 years. And business tells us, international business tells us that we're going to lose 40 million more over the next 10 years as they rip not only our manufacturing to pieces, but also our service industries. They are in the process of pauperizing America. These are transnational conglomerates like IBM and General Electric, incidentally, which owns CNBC, and IBM, and on and on and on. You know who it is. You know what they're doing. And they're destroying your livelihood, your way of life, your culture. They have their borders wide open, so anybody who wants to come in can, including terrorists. Although I must say, in the last 5 years, I haven't caught any terrorists in America, so I really don't know if there's any of them here. But be as it may, this is what they're trying to do. And the reason why is that if they can put us on our knees financially, they can make us accept world government. And they're going to do the same thing in Canada and in Europe. They've got the same fate cut out for these people. And if we can get Mr. Paul into office, we can cut him off at the pass.
Well, I think, you know, one of the most interesting things I've done in a long time is my most recent series of newsletters where I've simply outlined the interchanges between Congressman Ron Paul and Alan Greenspan when Alan Greenspan testified before the House Banking Committee. And incidentally, those are posted at radioliberty.com, or that's radioliberty.com, part one, part two. And I believe part three are posted up there. Part four we just completed today. Well, really, what's so fascinating is Ron Paul back in 2005, July of 2005, pointed out that from 1971 to the year 2005, the Fed had increased the money supply 12-fold and the federal debt by 19-fold. And I bet there's not one person in a million in America who ever heard what Ron Paul said at the House Banking Committee. And that's why we've reprinted this. It's so vitally important. And then, of course, what's so interesting is how Alan Greenspan responds by bringing up all sorts of extraneous material and talking about conspiracies, sort of poo-pooing the idea, and yet he in his own heart knows exactly what he has done and why he has, probably more than any other one single person, destroyed the value of everything most people in this audience hold dear. Well, I will tell you, your most precious possession is not your money. Your precious possession is your freedom. Who knows? Perhaps one day Alan Greenspan will be accepted, because if there's one person who's going to destroy the system before it destroys us, it's what he has done.
Well, I certainly agree. In fact, when he was doing all the things he was doing, I was writing about what he was doing and why he was doing it and who was giving him orders to do it.
Sure.
And this guy has been a disaster, but he was only doing what he was paid to do.
Sure.
The guy sold himself to the devil. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's so hard for people to really believe there is organized evil in the world that wants to hurt them, but it really is true. And there really are these organizations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, the CFR. They control the wealth. They control the corporations. They control the Federal Reserve. They control the great foundations. They control what most people believe and understand and think is true, but it really isn't. And these people, of course, are dedicated to the destruction of the United States. Certainly in the process, they're going to use our military and financial power to pursue their goal, which is a one-world government and a one-world religion. But in the end, America as a sovereign state will cease to exist. Would you agree or disagree to that, Bob?
Absolutely. That is exactly where they're headed. And there's going to be a lot of damage along the way. I mean, I noticed today that Citigroup hasn't come out with a figure yet, but they have been so damaged financially. We're looking at something in excess of $12 billion. And if they have to take back...
Is that $12 billion? Or?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay.
$12 billion, and... they have to. They are probably going to have to take back on their balance sheet all of these collateralized debt obligations, which were made up of mortgages, asset-backed securities, which are made up of loans that they put into a hedge fund or a number of hedge funds called SIVs. And I think they're going to have to take them back on the balance sheet. And the reason I say that is that today, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC as it's known, is going to take $45 billion of assets from two of its SIVs and put it on their balance sheet. And with that said, I think that Citigroup is going to have to put probably $50 to $100 billion on their balance sheet, which is worth about 30 cents on the dollar. And so there's going to be a big layoff at Citigroup. Now, Citi employs 320,000 people. My sources tell me that they're going to lay off 45,000, and that'll be worldwide. But I think that's only the beginning. I think they'll cut their staff 50% or more before, you know, the next two or three years are out. And I think Citibank, among many others, will end up being nationalized by the United States government.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Citibank is one of the largest banks in the world, isn't it?
It is the largest bank in the United States, that's for sure.
Okay.
And, of course, the people who run it, just like all the other major banks and brokerage houses, and corporations are run by members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, and the Illuminati.
The usual suspects. Well, our guest has been Bob Chapman. Get his material, start studying it, start making your preparations now. It's very, very late, but at least some of you will survive what lies ahead. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's programs. Bye-bye, Bob, and thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob. We hope you also are making preparations to try to survive what lies ahead. Now, one of the best DVDs I've seen in a long time is Alex Jones' new DVD called Endgame. We carry it. It goes into the background of the Bilderbergers, goes into the background of their plan for population control and worldwide genocide. The title, again, is Endgame, 2 hours, Alex Jones at his best, the number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'll want to get this right along with a book we carry on the Bilderbergers. It's called The Bilderbergers. We have a 2-tape set on the Bilderbergers by a gentleman who wrote that book. We also have a book called Satanic Crimes by William Kennedy. And we have a 4-tape set called Satanic Crimes, going into the satanic crimes of, yes, some of the people in the Bilderbergers, their involvement in pedophilia and all sorts of sexual aberration. That is Satanic Crimes, the book, the 4-tape set. And, of course, the DVD we're talking about is Alex Jones, Endgame, and, of course, his the book on the Bilderbergers and the two-tape set on the Bilderbergers by the author of the book. We have so much information you need to get. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You'll find information there on the supernatural, about the other dimension. There is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. And some of the people in the Bilderbergers are working with those from the other dimension. The DVD is really great because, of course, you get to see a lot of these people, the Bilderbergers, in their cars as they're going to the meeting up in Canada about 2 years ago. Alex did himself well with this DVD. We recommend it to you. We need every American to see that DVD. And then, of course, if you want to see how this really fits together, you need to get our videos, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. It's an expose of the movie industry, and certainly gets into Aleister Crowley. And, of course, he was known as the other Loch Ness Monster. The other Loch Ness Monster. Because he had a house on Loch Ness in Scotland. And, of course, I personally believe that some of these things that are being seen are manifestations from the other dimension. We know that when Aleister Crowley sold his house on Loch Ness, who would buy it? By Jimmy Page of the Led Zeppelins, who was deeply involved in the occult as well. And until you understand the spiritual dimension that is energizing this whole move to the destruction of civilization, the destruction of America, the destruction of Christianity, you can't understand anything going on. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs, live feed, 9 hours a day. Joyce Riley's there with us. You need to get that information. You need to help us get that information out across America. So you'll remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. And we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need your help if we're going to maintain our network of almost 60 outlets every week, and we'd really love to expand it. If you possibly can, we'll consider joining the Radio Liberty family. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Stand my ground.
property rights, and how the environmental movement is being used not to help the flora and the fauna and the and the little flowers and the little animals, but to bring total control over the lives of the people of this nation. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Stan. It's always great to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this afternoon?
Well, sometimes I might be called a one-horse pony or whatever. Sustainable development is that reality behind the illusion of the environmental movement. And people increasingly have got to come to understand how sustainable development has seeped through the federal government and into every community across the country. And no place is it much greater than it is here in the Monterey Bay Area. I mean, Congressman Farr is the champion in Congress of this, the reality called sustainable development. And the reality behind sustainable development is just as you described it, is to abolish private property and set up an environmental world governance program that will strip every individual of any notion of any unalienable rights that was the basis for the founding of this country.
Well, of course, what is sustainable development? I mean, it's a term, we hear it used, but what does it really mean?
Well, sustainable development is a globalist move. It is the globalist move to create a one-world governance. It is the idea that the economic standards of America should shift from free enterprise to public-private partnership. Now, that's the cute term they use. Public-private partnership, better, more easily understood, is simply fascism. And it's a movement to change our system of justice from one of equal justice, the justice system that was articulated in the Declaration of Independence, to a system called social justice. And that really means that those in power decide what rules they want to apply and when they want to apply them. It's really a communist system of governance. What we've got with sustainable development is what I call fascist communism, small f, capital C. It's a system of economics that's based on fascism and a system of justice based on communist principles. And to make all this sell to the American people and the people around the world, they say it's an environmental movement.
But why would anybody want communism? Communism doesn't work. Fascism is a ruthless tyranny that takes away individual freedom. Why would any rational individual want a system of communism-fascism?
Well, those who are in the center of power like power. And communism and fascism, when you combine them, give an opportunity for the kingpins around the world to actually gather that power. Their mission is to fool the people, and they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, they really are. And the great, great tragedy of modern times is that the average individual really doesn't understand what's going on. And when they hear talk about global warming, and especially when the entire media, of both the right and the left, champions this idea that global warming is real, and if we want to have a sustainable future, we've got to do something about it. Why it's so easy to accept it as truth. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael was just saying that the strange thing about this move towards communism-fascism is that many people of great wealth are in favor of it. Doesn't seem that you'd think that people of great wealth would want communism, though, Michael. I mean, I thought that communism, you know, redistributed the wealth of the wealthy.
Well, yes, but the communism, the elements of communism taken by sustainable developers are find themselves vested into the system of justice. So it allows the power elite to abolish private property and establish a system of economics based on their terminology, public-private partnership. So it is not a communist movement in the sense of the economics articulated by Karl Marx. It is the totalitarian system of justice and people control that comes out of sustainable development.
And of course, who has more power than the people who head a communist government? And they're not talking about redistributing the wealth of the wealthy. They're talking about impoverishing the middle class and really destroying the middle class, which we are in the process of doing today, aren't we?
Well, we are. The goal of sustainable development, globally, is the elimination of the middle class. It is the reduction of human population. They have two scenarios in their guidebooks for sustainable development that come out of the United Nations. And one scenario is a world population of between 5 and 7 billion people, provided that that whole population are peasants. The other scenario that they say the environment can support is a world population, industrialized population of 1 billion people.
Well, what are they going to do with the other 5 billion of them?
Well, the other more than 5 billion need simply to be eliminated.
I think that is such a hard concept for people to accept, that anybody should want to, kill massive numbers of people. And we're really talking about billions of people, and yet there really are people working behind the scenes who openly talk about that, people like Jacques Cousteau, and who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And, of course, if anybody would like to see the documentation on that, we have the copy of UNESCO Courier
November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau said that, and yet totally blocked out by the controlled media, because Jacques Cousteau was, he was an environmentalist. He was such a nice guy. He swam with the dolphins and the fishies, and was such a great friend of nature.
So that's exactly right. Another fellow named David Foreman, who was a big player in the environmental movement and an originator of what's called the Wildlands Project, which is one of the land use elements for sustainable development, said the world population should be 100 million people.
Right. He made Jacques Cousteau look like a piker.
That's right. And when we look around at the dynamics of American foreign policy and the world dynamics and the pitting of cultures against cultures, we can see the beginning brewing, the kinds of population reduction called for in sustainable development. That's why so many people wise to the an understanding of what sustainable development is do not support America's involvement in Iraq.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, this is the reason that they outlawed or banned DDT. They've killed about 100 million people over the last 30 years. And now they're saying, oh, gee, maybe DDT wasn't too bad. Maybe it's all right to spray in rooms. Well, oh, shucks, 100 million people are dead, but it was just one of those little mistakes. That's why we're not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic in Africa. And why we never tried to stop it here in the United States, because it primarily affects blacks. And over half of the new AIDS cases in the United States are the black population. So we're really not that interested in stopping the epidemic here. It's primarily a disease of black people here, and certainly in Africa, where in Botswana 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and they're all going to die. A very successful population control problem, accomplishment, but most people find that so difficult to believe, don't they?
Well, certainly they do, because in America we're reared and we have a rich tradition of respecting human life, and we can't imagine that our politicians, nearly all of them, would have sold out to a globalist program that called for massive level reduction in human levels of population. But, you know, it's not such a hard thing to believe, if that's a tough pill to swallow, if you take a look at the rest of the Sustainable Development Policy Manual, because it really breaks into three categories, you know, the third one being the population control. But the first two are readily apparent by anyone living in America if they just turn their focus to it and look at the land use programs of sustainable development and the educational programs of sustainable development, and instantly one with an open mind can see evidence of those programs in their county, in their state, and all across this country.
And I think we saw this recently up in Lake Tahoe, where they had these terrible fires and a couple of hundred houses burned, and one reason was because the environmentalists wouldn't let the people clean the brush away from around their homes. Oh, no, and that's terrible, you know. We've got to keep that brush there over in the Pajaro Valley here, which is not too far from us. Maybe 10 years ago. They wouldn't let them clean all the brush out of the river because, oh, we've got to keep it in normal situation. The farmers kept saying, it's going to flood, it's going to flood everything. And the environmentalists blocked the development and cleaning of the river. And it flooded the valley and did $100 million worth of damage. And then the local people had to pay that out to the people who lost their homes and lost their businesses. And they're doing this all the time. Blocking here in California, and really throughout the nation, they block the development of oil refineries. And then we wonder why the price of gasoline goes up, because we've created artificial shortages. And they block drilling for oil and natural gas, and then we say, oh, look at how terrible things are. We're dependent upon the people over there in the Middle East. That's why we got to go over there and fight. And everything they do really just makes things worse for us common folks, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, we can look at what's happening this last week throughout the West, the 55 wildfires of major proportion throughout the West. And, you know, when I was growing up and as a young adult, there were always fires, but not fires at the level we're seeing now. Now, in the mid-90s, I was on the Santa Cruz County Resource Conservation Board, and we had a you know, a guy from the federal government. That board works with the federal government's Department of Agriculture. And he came out, and there was a lot of talk back then about the environmental benefits of a let-it-burn policy. As America had been putting out fires for over 100 years, there were those environmentalists who argued the forests need to burn. Well, that was bad enough. I mean, the idea that you're going to let these fires just burn. But this fellow from D.C. who came to talk said, we're at a point where we need to make it burn.
And what about all the little animals? They're so concerned about the animals and the owls and the little birds, and they don't care about them. They say one thing, but they have a different agenda.
Well, that's for sure. The sustainable development has a window covering of the environment, but it is not about an environmental movement. It is about the abolition of private property and about the institution of a new system of justice. You know, the cornerstone of that system of justice is predicated on something they call the precautionary principle. That sounds like an astute thing, to take care and be cautious about what you do. But the precautionary principle as an element in our system of justice holds the following. It says that if you take any action that may cause harm, you can't. I say, cause harm. Cause harm to what? The answer is nebulously responded to with the environment. So the Department of Interior worked with the County of Santa Cruz here a few years ago in application of this precautionary principle, set up what they called a Fire Safety Council. All the fire departments were involved, insurance companies were involved, and all of the traditional public, meaning government, and private, meaning big business, interests came together to design, under the precautionary principle, a fire-safe set of ordinances for this county. Now, if they had been adopted, those ordinances would have held, for instance, that any landowner in the county of Santa Cruz, including homeowners, who had land that had the potential for housing a long-toed salamander would not be able to walk on their land during the winter months for the mating season of this species.
I mean, they didn't even have to have the salamander there, but just have the potential for it?
Having the potential for it. And they didn't have to actually step on it to be guilty of a crime. They merely had to have walked on their land where, gee, they didn't take precautions to protect that salamander, and they now would have to prove that, in fact, they didn't step on a salamander.
How do you prove you didn't step on a salamander?
Well, that's the system of justice. It is a communist system of justice.
Well, of course, then, what would be the punishment if you, you know, couldn't prove you hadn't stepped on a salamander?
Well, the punishment sections of those proposed codes had not yet been written. They wanted to get the philosophy intact first. And, of course, then the punishment would end up being whatever it took to wrest the ownership of that land away from the owner.
And really, it's, well, I mean, people who try to defend themselves from a mountain lion, you're committing a crime. You defend yourself from a bear that's about to eat your child. Why, you've committed a terrible crime. And what sort of madness is this? And, of course, what they really want to do is drive the people off their land. That's why they're encouraging the wolves to come back and the mountain lions. And you see, that's crazy talk. No, they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, Gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw, and we're talking about this whole concept of sustainable development, which is a very, very fancy name for an elitist plan to control your life, or if you are fortunate enough to be allowed to live. And a lot of people say allowed to live, why, nobody would ever be doing anything to take away our life. I mean, and yet, of course, back at the beginning of the last century, and I'm talking now the 20th century, the incidence of cancer was 3 in 100, and today it's over 50 in 100 and rapidly increasing. And the people in government say, oh, shucks, we have no idea where that's happening. Sorry, but who out there doesn't know somebody has contracted cancer and there are treatments for cancer and that are actively being suppressed? You can doubt that. You need to get the Fitzgerald Report put in the Congressional Record in 1953 and suppressed since that time. But go ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk about the second E, which stands for economy. We're talking about the lingo used by sustainable developers. And once again, I'll say by our local congressman. Go to his website. You'll see all of this kind of language. But sustainable development relies on a Fabian socialist economics, which, like Italian fascism, relies on businesses that want the protection afforded by government's legalized force, and government that wants the power of business.
So basically what they use the government to do away with competition. If you're on the good side of government, then you can use government
to destroy your opposition, destroy your competition, and then you got it all to yourself.
Yeah, you can look at just housing in this region of California or the nation. Our housing costs have just skyrocketed. Now, if you go in and you've got land that's suitable for building housing, you can't do it. Not unless, and I can name some of them, you are a partner to government who has agreed to build to the sustainable building standards. That means smart growth. That means stack them and pack them along rail lines in small housing units.
And, of course, you've got friends on the Building Commission, too. Don't forget about that, and the Planning Commission.
Well, it goes deeper than that. If you are willing to build smart growth or sustainable development housing, this county has $300 million of federal grants to give away to those builders.
Does that mean they're just as free money?
It's free money to those who go along with this, I'll call it fascist because that's what it is, fascist order for home building. A developer in Santa Cruz can get for building a 600-square-foot housing unit stacked along a rail line and get a $90,000 subsidy. Well, free market guys could build it for less than that. So the reality is that the taxpayers' money, which is quickly being decimated in value because of programs like this, the taxpayers' money is going to these inside development operations coordinated between government and their buddies, while at the same time real housing is being suppressed, the development of real housing is being suppressed, forcing up the price of existing housing to a level so high that my children, anybody's children, simply can't buy it.
And, of course, what we're seeing here, I think California has some of the most expensive housing in the entire nation today.
Well, Santa Cruz County, which is one of the leaders and was one of the original seed plants for the sustainable development policy, now has an average home housing price. This includes condominiums weighted into the average of $780,000. Now, we're not talking mansions here. We're talking 40-year-old homes built to the standards of 40 years ago, costing nearly $1 million to buy.
And, of course, you know, unless, of course, you're a millionaire, there's no way you're going to be able to ever afford something like that, which is why so many very young people have just had to move out of this region. There's no way they could ever afford to buy a home here.
Yeah, that's right. Although the sustainable developers will go, oh, that's not true. We've got smart growth housing coming along the rail line. Get yours on the third floor. You know, we'll even take care of your child during the day, and we'll give you a job assigned to you by government. Now, that's where sustainable development is taking us. The public's got to come to understand what the term means so that we can rid it from our country.
And, of course, it is really a means by which a small group will determine the future of the people of this land. Central planning didn't work in Russia. It didn't work in Hitler's Germany or Benito Mussolini's Italy. It doesn't work in China. But, of course, it is being imposed upon the people of America without their knowledge or consent. By people, of course, who do not believe in our Constitution, do not believe in our way of life. They have their own vision of the future. And it's a very, very bleak vision, in my estimation. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Today!
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, I want you to get your website out so people can learn how to get your material. And incidentally, Michael has an excellent pamphlet, a booklet, where sustainable development is explained. And tens of thousands of those have been sent all across America. So let's get your website and your telephone number out there.
Well, the website is simple. It's freedomadvocates.org. Our phone number is 831-684-2232.
All right. Once again, the telephone number?
831-684-2232.
All right. And, of course, the website is www.freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And we've got we lost Herman over in Carmel. If Herman wants to call back in again, I will get him on. Do you want to take calls, or would you like to cover some other material?
I can do either one.
All right. Well, we'll put our number out there. If you'd like to call in, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And so we talked a little earlier about this idea of a dramatic reduction of our population. Of course, you do that by abortion. We've killed close to 50 million people here over the last 37 years. But war is a fairly efficient means of doing that. Certainly, epidemics, in fact, they've been working, the CDC, to figure out how they can make this bird flu more lethal and how they can get it to spread more readily from person to person. And people say, well, why would you do something like that? And they say, oh, we just want to see if it can be done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the diseases they've created in the laboratory, like the mycoplasma that you see in AIDS and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and the spirochete that you see in Lyme disease, and of course the special organisms you see in Ebola and Marburg, they've all gotten out of the laboratories, and of course they are killing people.
or disabling people, mostly disable them for the time being. But down the line, all you need to do is read the paper, and they keep telling us we're going to have a great epidemic, and millions of people may die. And people say, oh, well, the government's doing everything they can to protect us. But the question is, are they really doing that? Well, let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, a fascinating program, but I think you're overlooking one resource, because I don't think we're going to have a shortage of housing, because I've seen the future, and the future is in places like Los Angeles. Whole neighborhoods are packed with people where you had a one-family house. Now there are 8 or 10 or 12 people in there. And, of course, the average nuclear American family might not find that too exciting or inviting, but there are plenty of people by the millions from across the border who are happy to do it. So I don't think we really have to worry. I mean, those of you Americans who are citizens who are used to the old America, they might have to move to Montana, but hey, the future of California is here, and it's a booming.
How would you respond to what Herman said, Michael?
I think he's acting with sarcasm.
I agree.
I did it complimentarily. The America that was born out of the Declaration of Independence is not an America where people live uncomfortably jammed together in housing so thick with people that you can't move down roadways, and that you can't have good hygiene, and that you can't have a nuclear family. I mean, if the goal is, and it is one of the goals of sustainable development, is to terminate the nuclear family, if that's the goal, then what you're describing in Los Angeles, which I know to be the case, then there's no problem. But I don't know anybody who thinks that's a good path.
And I certainly agree with you, but unfortunately, that is the way we're increasingly headed. And I think people have to understand there are people who have a different vision of America than you and I do.
Well, they have a different view of what humanity is.
Right. And humanity is simply a commodity. We are no longer human beings. We are known as human resources.
Well, you know, the Department of Interior had a working paper in 1994 that said that it called human beings biological resources needed to be deployed for the improvement of the environment.
Right.
And there was a lot of flack over that that language. The author has since been promoted. The language is still there, and that is certainly the treatment that comes from the Department of the Interior.
Well, Herman, did you have any other remarks you'd like to make before we let you go?
Well, I do agree with what you're saying, and I did say it with sarcasm, but I really feel for the average worker in this area who may be making $10 or $12 an hour, and how on earth can they afford to pay $1,000, $1,300 a month in rent? And our good Congressman, Sam Farr, you know, who promised us new housing when Fort Ord was privatized, we're still waiting, and it's many years later. We did get million-dollar homes at Seaside Highlands. But we really need a lot more than that.
Amen to that.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Herman. Again, I'm number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would simply point out that certainly we've seen some rather dramatic presidential directives come out the 9th of May of last, the 9th of March or May of this year. I can't remember which one it was when the president signed directives. Homeland Security, as I remember, 51 national security, I think it was 51, Homeland Security 20. In the case of a national emergency, which the president declared at any time, he can seize your home, he can seize your car, he can seize everything, because the president is the determinant of how, they're going to protect us from the wicked terrorists or an epidemic of some sort or a natural disaster. And when the president takes all this power unto himself, and there are these two presidential directives, one is 51 and the other is 20,
without any fanfare, without being written up in the newspaper at all. Anybody would like to see them, we actually have copies of them. And they can take your home or your property or your business or everything that you have. And you have to wonder, why would they sign presidential directives like that? Why wouldn't the media mention them? And if they have that ability, that is any man's family or property safe today?
Well, that's not just a rhetorical question, Stan. You know, and it's not just this president. It's the last president, and it's the president before the last president. We've had 20 years now of solid, sustainable development leadership, and we're running down to the period of time when, if we don't discontinue these policies, there's going to be no turning back without real hell to pay, because it has become so entrenched in both the Democrat and the Republican Party that America is in real trouble. You know, it's people might then say, well, what do we do? We've got another election coming up, and if we've had 20 years of sustainable presidents, and they've seeded all of these horrible programs, what do we do? Who do we look to? And that's where the sad news comes. I mean, I think there's 17 declared candidates between the two major parties, and I know that 16 of them are committed to these programs.
Unfortunately, that is absolutely true. And the other, the one who is not committed to that, that would be Congressman Ron Paul, is being totally ignored by the controlled media. So that most people have never even heard of him. And yet, he is the only Republican who wants to get us out of Iraq. He's the only one who's speaking out against the coming war with Iran. The only one who's saying we ought to get back to the Constitution, where people could be free and the power of government would be limited. And, of course, I think it was in Iowa when they had a Republican debate, they wouldn't even allow him to appear. And yet he opened up a room right next to where they had the debate. He had far more people at his debate and his presentation than they had at the Republican debate in our, where all the other candidates were there. But that's what you call freedom. You have the freedom to exclude anybody you want to from being mentioned by the media.
Well, he is the freedom candidate, and I'm going to have the great pleasure this weekend of interviewing Dr. Ron Paul on KSCO or KSCO.com at 12 noon California time, and we're going to talk about some of the issues you just raised, and talk about the issues generally that we're talking about today: sustainable development and the war policy and the money policies. Because Ron Paul strikes me as the guy who is understanding of these issues, prepared to do something about it. And notwithstanding the blackout from the media, you know, I think his swell of support is growing rapidly.
In fact, he's got more money than John McCain does right now. And John McCain's just about to have to drop out of the race, and Ron is raising more money. He's got well over $2 million and coming in increasingly as people realize that this is a legitimate candidacy, and you know he must be saying the right thing, because that's why the media emphasizes Giuliani and McCain and Romney, but of course it never mentions Ron Paul.
Right.
Well, anyway, as far as, has he taken a stand on sustainable development, do you know?
Well, I've had limited conversation with him. He's told me that sustainable development is accepted as an absolute by Congress. There's no questioning of its policies. And that where things stand today in the United States Congress is very distressing on the subject of sustainable development.
In other words, he opposes it, but the rest of Congress goes right along with it, even though it's unconstitutional and it violates the very precepts upon which this nation is founded.
Well, sustainable development is the plan to create a global governance. It is the concept to harmonize Canada's, Mexico's, and America's laws in the creation of a North American Union. Sustainable development leads to the destruction on purpose of the American dollar and the substitution of a North American currency called the Amero. And I know you've had interviews with people on those subjects. Patrick Wood comes to mind. And it is You know, it's a serious matter. But people have got to start with a basic understanding of sustainable development. And secondly, an understanding of who is it in the U.S. that is pushing this from our legal posture. It's a lot of judges, and it's certainly all of Congress. And, you know, as we discussed the presidential candidates and the president himself today, you know, these are all people who are on the gravy train for this new global system.
Yeah, because really this all was really devised back in 1992 on the yacht of the Prince Charles, because the royalty is all in favor of that as well. And there was Al Gore on the yacht and John Kerry and many of the wealthiest men in the world, and they laid this whole idea out. And then, of course, it became the legacy of the Second Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, and out of there came so much of this material on sustainable development, and of course the Desertification Treaty, the Kyoto Treaty, the Biodiversity Treaty, all of these things to increase government control over the lives of the people. And the average individual has never heard of the Desertification Treaty. They don't understand the implications of the Kyoto Protocol. They certainly don't understand the Biodiversity Treaty, or now, of course, President Bush is pushing something called LOST, L-O-S-T, the Law of the Sea Treaty, which, of course, will install a global tax. And this is the means by which we'll not only pay all the other taxes, that would be paying an international tax, a world tax, to the new world government.
Well, that's right. Let's pause for a minute on the Biodiversity Treaty that you talked about. That came up to Congress in 1994. It grew out of the 1992 UN conference that you talked about. That was the kickoff for sustainable development, or Agenda 21. And out of that same treaty came the Global Biodiversity Treaty. And that Congress was ready to pass that when our friend Dr. Michael Kaufman from the East Coast and a couple of other guys, having had gotten their hands on inside UN documents, presented to the Congress a map showing what acceptance of that treaty would do to the United States. I'll describe the map. I mean, just envision a map of the United States and take 50% of it, color it red. Those are the wildland zones. Those zones that have no human habitation and no extraction of any resources. You say, well, that's a bizarre, preposterous idea. Well, what I tell you is this. Even though the treaty never came to a vote because of the presentation of this map, all of its policies have been being implemented since 1992. The roadless program exists in order to implement the wildlands project. The difficulty that landowners have in cutting trees right here in the Santa Cruz Mountains has to do with the implementation of the wildlands map. The wildlands map is being implemented very quickly. The use of conservation easements, there are farmers in the audience and you're being approached for a conservation easement. That is so that the public-private partners can gain control of your land before the end of the century. That's why they want to strip out to a value in exchange for some pennies today via these conservation easements. The Wildlands Project, which covers 50% of the land mass of the United States, is being implemented with increasing rapidity. So it's something that every citizen needs to know about, because if you're living in the city, you say, well, rural lands, they don't bother me, they don't affect me. Just know that when all the people come into your town, and your town has to grow straight up to accommodate the people, and the resources out in the rural areas are either off limits or controlled by public-private partners, you're going to find that your life is going to be made increasingly bad. The elimination of the middle class is a tenet of sustainable development policy, and this is how you do it. It's by implementing the Wildlands Project.
And as incredible as this whole scenario is, it's exactly what's going on. A lot of the wilderness areas, they have let the rose grow over. Why?
Well, because they wanted to go back to wilderness. Well, then you can't get the fire engines in. You can't get the fire crews in to save the forest. But you see, aren't the forests better off if they burn? And you say, these things don't make any sense. Well, they may not make sense to you, but they make sense to the people on the other side who want to control the destiny of the world and bring about
it. Every human being in it.
Amen to that. All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here. Our guest has been Michael Shaw, freedomadvocates.org.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Good evening. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. If you'd like to know more about this, we have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a syllabus and a video, and you can get them together at a reduced price on sustainable development. And, of course, the video is called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you we'll want to get the other material we have on population control. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a genocidal program. These people really intend to kill off the vast majority of our population. They're already destroying the minds of our children. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And the latest figures out of England, 1 in 58 children now has autism there, and it's exploding here in this country. And they keep telling you, but we have no idea why it is. Of course they know why it is. You need to get the video by Dr. Ayoub, who's done extensive research on this. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Mercury autism and the global biodiversity agenda. And when you get that, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of information on it. And you need to get the information. You need to know that the CDC Centers for this information back in Atlanta, Georgia, knows exactly what they're doing. And there are honest people who work back there, but they're afraid for their jobs and, in some instances, afraid for their lives. You need to get my talk on Nundare Colored Genocide. It's a DVD and or video. You need to get my talk, which is basically the same talk, but a little longer with a lot more information in it. Planned Population Reduction. You need to get my video, Population Control, our four-tape set, which will explain to you the truth about the outlawing of DDT. It wasn't outlawed because it was harming birds or bird shells. It was outlawed because it was saving too many lives. Not enough little black children were dying over in Africa. And since we banned the DDT, the figure is about 3 million a year. Of course, they're lying to you. They're telling you only a million a year because they're afraid you may be concerned if you knew the truth. In Africa today, the AIDS epidemic is out of control. 46% of the black women in Botswana who are pregnant, and they test every woman there to see if she is HIV positive. 46% are HIV infected. They're all going to die. A very successful genocidal program. If you want the verification, we have the publications put out by your Census Bureau. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your Census Bureau, your Department of Commerce is going to Africa to see what a great job we're doing in implementing population control. You need to get the government document, NSSM 200. That's National Security Study Memorandum 200. It is available on the Internet. I must tell you that in all honesty, but we have it, and we have it nicely packaged for you. It was top secret for many years. They did not want the American people to know what Henry Kissinger planned back in 1974. We have the complete testimony of Dr. Donald MacArthur before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969. We asked for $10 million to create a new disease, a new disease for which there'd be no immune response, a new disease that would be a new form of mass killing. And some people said we shouldn't do it, but, well, after all, they wanted $10 million to do it. They did it. And 10 years later, we had the first cases of AIDS. But, of course, we keep confusing people about that. Oh, it's always been here, or somebody ate a monkey, or we don't know what they did with that monkey. You need to get the book. It's entitled AIDS, Ebola, and it's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, and Other New Diseases. You need to get the book written by one of the country's most eminent scientists. It's called Project Daylily, named after the government program to do it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package. Call 1-800-555-1212. It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Police investigating a possible case of...